Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Anita, this is Celia Stein in Warden, Wyoming. And I have a charge on my credit card for $59.95. I cannot remember what this charge was for. Can you clue me in?
Yes, ma'am. I definitely understand your concern, and I'll be more than happy to assist. Give me one brief moment. Go here. Okay, give me one brief moment.
It's listed under Best Living Solutions.
My system's just low, so sometimes. May you please provide me your zip code?
82401.
And you said that first and last name was again?
Celia Stein, S-T-I-N-E.
Alrighty, yes, ma'am. I do see that name within the system. Now, if you can confirm that billing address for me, I'll be more than happy to go into detail.
The billing address, my address is 401. Good gracious. How could I forget my own address? 400 South 21st Street. And it's in Warland, Wyoming.
Thank you for that information. All righty, so it does show us that there was a purchase that was made April the 30th for a wireless, not a wireless, but a smartwatch for the shipping and handling charge of $5.95. It was a smartwatch. And also a warranty came along with that. You got to test out the product for a 14-day trial period, and if you did not give us a call to cancel, then this one-time charge would apply to the account.
Okay. Well, I haven't ever been able to get the crazy thing to work. That's what I'm concerned about. I've worked and worked trying to get it to work, and I've gone online, did all the stuff I was supposed to, but I cannot get it to work. So I had a time frame that I had to send it back?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I still send it back?
Okay, so now.
I could not ever get it to work. I went online. I did everything I could think of that they were telling me to do, and I could not get it to work.
Okay, so let's see. You said it was not working. The product itself wasn't working. Did you make sure you charged it up for 2 hours?
Yes, I did everything it said. And I absolutely could not get it to work.
And did you turn it on with the button?
Turn it on with the button.
So basically it would be a brand new bracelet, charging method, quick release detach wristband designed to be charged by plugging it in a USB interference eliminated the trouble. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had it plugged in for hours, and it never did. It acted like it never took a charge.
You're going to have to hold that power button.
Well, so which one is the power? There are no buttons on this watch. It's a smooth surface. It has a little dot down at the bottom. But it would be nothing you could hold, you could punch in.
Okay. I want to know how to. Now, it's a way to turn it on. I don't have the product, but what I can do is provide you a 35% refund on the product.
Well, how much would that be?
That would be let's see. Go to here. That was this. That will be $20.98. If that's not enough, then the highest that I can go is a 50% refund.
How much did I pay for it? $59.95?
Yes, ma'am.
And you can't give me a refund if I send it back?
No, you can get a refund. Now, the full, by sending it back, you would, you know, all charges would be within your expense. But if I provide you with a 50% refund, you can keep the product, and you'll get the refund. And then I give you a reship since your product is broken. So you'll get another watch, and you'll be able to get a 50% refund.
Okay, you lost me there. Okay, I paid $59.95 for the watch. I cannot get it to work. You're willing to give me half of that, which would be about $30.
Yes, ma'am. And you will get another watch for free.
But would I have the same problem with it and have to get half price off or what?
No, ma'am. You shouldn't have no problem with that once we reship you out another product.
I don't understand why you were saying turn the watch on when I can't find anywhere to turn it on.
See, since I don't have the product, I just assist with the charges on the account. I never even had one of the products before, so I wouldn't know how to tell you to turn it on other than the information that I was provided. So,
well, my advice to you is not to get one. Okay, just give me the 30%, the half price off, and do not send me another watch.
Okay, gotcha.
Because if I have to send it back, then this could just go on forever.
Yes, ma'am. And one brief moment.
So you can give me, did you say a 35% refund?
I said a 50, 50%.
A 50, mm-hmm. Okay, 50, okay. 50% refund, which would be about $30 because I paid $59.95.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I even signed up online, you know, for the thing of how to do it, and I called them back, I told them, cancel that. This is all just a farce. So give me the 50% refund, but do not send me another watch. I do not want anything else that you're going to try to charge me for.
Yes, ma'am. No, we can't charge you for a reship. We must
even
definitely.
Even if you've given me 50% off of this one.
Yes, we can't charge you no more because it was a one-time charge to come out. So if we was to reship you on anything, it would be free of charge.
So you would ship me a new one free of charge and give me a 50% refund on this one?
Yes, that's what I was saying earlier.
Okay, I guess I'll take that. You'll give me about $30 refund on credit card, right?
It will be $29.97.
Yeah, that's about around 30. And then that will come through this month, right?
Yes, ma'am. It will take 3 to 5 business days in order for the funds to fall back into your account. That reship will be free of charge due to the fact that your product did not.
I mean, I can't even find a place to turn it on. It's just crazy. It doesn't have any, this is the awfulest thing I've ever had. And I went online, I did everything they were telling me to do. And so let's just do it that way. At least get some of my money back, and maybe the next one will work. I have no idea. It would be nice because I have an Apple Watch that's on the blink.
Mm-hmm.
That was why I got this watch. But I have no idea how to turn the crazy thing on. It doesn't tell me.
Do you have any relatives that are good with devices
yes,
like
I
that?
Do. Yes, I have sons, and they could not seem to help me either.
Okay.
And when did you say that charge would go through? I mean, that credit would go through?
Within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Since this is Saturday, probably.
All righty. So I did make sure I got everything situated within the subscription. Do be on the lookout for your new watch and also those findings. It will take 24 to 48 hours in order for you to receive an email confirming the cancellation and also the refund process. I do have a cancellation number available whenever you are ready.
Okay, give it to me.
That's going to be Shiz and Charlie.
Charlie?
Yes, ma'am. 303.
303.
Then it's going to be 96.
96.
24.
24.
D as in Dexter.
D as in Dexter.
96.
96.
Mm-hmm.
96. Okay, that's it?
Correct.
Okay, C is in Charlie, 303-9624. D is, I don't know, day, 96. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem. I'm glad that I was able to get everything situated. I'm glad that you're giving customer service a call. And thank you for calling customer service today. Enjoy your day.
I would give you a very good recommendation. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.